Hey, good morning, gents. Gentlemen, I'm not going to be long. I have to be straightforward and answer the friend. You've seen what the media is saying and everybody, that's true. The team is sold. You know that we had problems, and I was foreseeing other problems this season also. So the team is sold, guys. I can't do otherwise. It's 4 years that I've run the team out of my pocket, and you know the challenges. You also have also not made it easier for me. So, as per Premier League status and stuff like that, we've sold the team over to Royal AM. It's in Durban, Mamkize. The PSLF approved the deal Friday night, around about 8 o'clock at night. That's why we couldn't do anything. I would have called you earlier, but that time you were on weekend off. We only received the papers at past 8, the approval of the PSL. We couldn't announce anything until the PSL approves. So, guys, each and every one of you, each and every player who's salaried, who's got contract with the team, the contract has gone over to Royal AM as per the PSL rule. Because when you sell a team, the contract of the players must be protected. It's up to you on arrival at Royal AM if you want to tell them that you want out. But everything is with Royal AM, the salaries and everything. People will be paid as per all the salary contract signed. Everything is there with them. So I will request you today as per agreement, because there's a game on Sunday. That's why I have a meeting. The chairman knows before the meeting here of Royal AM that the players must leave today. We'll give a contact. I don't know. They said they'll send somebody. Mr. McCormack. Hi, McCormack. Is he not here? All right. They said they'll send somebody that will take you to the townhouses that side and the place, and then the chairman, the chair lady that side will meet with you. All the contracts that you've signed, it's over with them. It's as per you, the way you sign them. So that's it. Each and Mama and I, no try list, nobody without a contract must leave. It's only people who are contracted. Only people who've got contracts with the team, running contracts. That's what we presented to the PSL. That's what Royal AM is having. Don't leave here if you don't have a contract. Okay, there's no trainees again. Okay, come here. So that's the long and short machine. I can't take it no more. It's too much. It's not even gonna. It has affected my personal life. It has affected my family and my children's life. I can't. It's too much, gentlemen. So the team is sold, and therefore, let's arrange for you to leave. I don't know what mode of transport are we gonna use. Those with cars, we'll have to put the money at the garage so that people must fill in their cars. And then those without cars will arrange transportation of the bus so that you must be taken there. They are asking you to arrive more or less, because we told them we've got a meeting this time. Until 6 o'clock, they'll be waiting for you so that the chair lady must meet you outside. That's all I can do, guys. From now, seated here after announcing this, you know more my players. It's up to you if on arrival at, but you must arrive, gents. On arrival at Royal AM, if you want to pull out. You know that Royal AM is a team, they've got players again. You remember that, but the PSL said that first preference, not Royal AM preference, the first preference is Celtic players, you. It's up to you to say, I want out, then he'll put his players in. She will put her players in. But the Royal AM players are aside now, it must be you first. That's what I'm saying, from now on, now, after this, the normal players will request, I'll just help. That's why I'm helping, because I know it's the 15th. It's the 15th, people say, some of them, money for petrol and stuff like that. I must show that despite everything, I still think. So what I'll do is that we'll put money at the garage, Shell garage, then people will fill in their, their cars, and then you take your things and leave. Those who doesn't have cars, maybe you can talk to some, go with somebody or not, because nobody must stay behind. And then I must provide transport. It's my duty, it's my legal responsibility to provide transport for you to leave. That means there can't be a player that says that he stayed behind because we didn't have money. I must provide that. If you want out of the contract, I'm the wrong person to talk to. On arrival, the chairman will, the chairman will meet you outside, you'll talk to them. But like I said, all jobs of the player seated here, everyone who's on our salary is contracted, the contract as secured. That's the first preference of the PSL. To add on, what we are going to do is that in front of you, the coaches, the Tilo are also included. It's up to them, that's it for now, because it's not that, see what again, prerogative of the PSL, but the lady said she wants all the technical team. You know what I'm saying? It's also, like I said, it's also up to you, but please, you must go there and say it, now I can't, so that your salaries and everything. As I'm talking to you now, we've signed, the grant of the PSL and everything goes to them now. So when you take a decision, don't take it here with me, take it with them. The technical team will be the head coach, John Maduka, Wayan Deu, Mutoto, Simon Kopane. They also want, the physical trainer again. The physical trainer, the analyst, Ntosi, Kosi. Can I command the surrounding teams again? Physio. You've got a contract with physio. Contact with people again. So whatever is happening, you want to change, you don't want what's happening, go and talk it in the event and come back. If you don't report in the event today, you're not going to their salary, they won't pay you. Please. If you know that you'll delay, tell me now, we must report official to say maybe we are a higher color or whatever, but make sure that today you must arrive. If it's late, it's tomorrow, but I won't take a lot of things in there. I can't, you're not my players no more. They are waiting for you at 6, and then you will talk to them that side, if there's anything that you want to do. Those who've got, who are still in our properties now here, who've got, some family members and stuff, we're not fighting. You can go and leave them with the manager to take them by month, and you must take them again. Yeah, that's it. The problem is that about you, contracted people, you are playing Sunday. So you have to report to that side. That's what I'm saying, I will still leave the properties as they are. If there's somebody, the family and whoever, then later you'll arrange for your family to come and take the things. We'll give a space from now until month end. For whoever staying with your wife, steady girlfriend, or whoever, that's it, or a family member. Or whoever's got more. According to me, we don't have a lot of furnitures we're buying them again. There's no furnitures here except the ones that you bring up. But we'll give you a space until from today until the end of the month. Gents, this is a difficult decision, but you know, you my witness. I mean, most of the pains I bought it from you. So you know, you can't. I can't. I'll be preaching to the choir. I'm trying to preach to the choir. You know my problems. It's worse this season that Ikan has finished a project that we are relying on. We are starting a new one that wants money and stuff like that, and then it's going to cause problems. I don't have problems no more. I'm tired of these problems. So everybody then, guys, go well, the contract is secured. What is it again? Oh, on the very same note, to show us, there must be somebody in the player. So guys, let's arrange to leave. From our side, we still have Bluefield Celtic. We've got our junior players and stuff. We're still going to continue. It shows that I'm not going out of football. I get out of football because I can't afford the Premier Soccer League stickers. That's it. You're my witness. You know how many strikes you went on that. You made it, that's it. So I'll come. Anything from you before we say bye? Okay.
So one other question that can you arrange a truck for fridges and stuff and what kind of accommodation you need to go so that you can take one for each other, Devon, or we take it maybe to Joburg or whatever. You can know because you say you must leave now today, but we don't know.
No, there is accommodation there. I don't know what kind of accommodation, but I think it's as per Premier League. I told them, even the chairman of the league did say that it must be as per Premier League's standards, like townhouse as usual. She's got a townhouse and stuff. When coming to finishers, that are more than that, it's you who brought them here because we supply finishers, okay? As far as I'm concerned. So you arrange, I don't think people must think about things in the house. Everything in the house will stay until month end. You arrange when you're there. The only thing that, why you must be there today is that there is a game on Sunday, the charity must be there, and then the contract must be changed to Royal AM by tomorrow. So that people can have the card that says Royal AM in play. The team has been approved by the PSL. It's Celtics no more. We are in the Marshall League now. Royal AM are the one in the Premier League. That's why they're pushing for today. How many people are driving cars? Or how many of you, if you want to leave your car, you can leave it. Like I said, the accommodations are available until month end. To go and hear what you want to hear. But today, you must be there. Please. Anything else?
Just to reiterate what was said about the contracts, everybody that has a contract in terms of the Labor Relations Act, that contract goes exactly as it is over to Royal AM. So there's no change in working conditions or changes in the contracts unless you agree with them a new contract. So from that point of view, nobody has lost a job. The job is just relocating. And that is for purposes of what this is. All the workers will go to the new employer.
There's no question that the client will be traveling because you don't have to be surprised with the bus or.
Yeah, we'll give you a bus. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm asking ourselves, how many of them will build the bus? Will they have to? Look, it's not a favor. It's my prerogative to make sure that you arrive there. Because why? You were supposed to be training in Bloemfontein. So now you must go to Devon. So the team must apply there. So they're not match must apply, no more the team.
Mr. Chairman, I also feel that it was going to be appropriate if the person from Royal AM to come and address us as well. Because of now, like Jackson said, we've got staff, we've got the families, we don't even know who's going, and maybe some of the players there, maybe they don't feel comfortable going there. I think it was going to be better if we were all here so we can discuss that rather than we go to a place where we don't even know.
Marshall, you don't know Devon.
I don't know where Roy M. Will it be.
Yeah, no, they are in town in Devon at Lucia. I'm not going to debate smaller things. You are a soccer player, like I said. All they want is that you arrive today. The chair lady will meet you there. Their committee will meet you there. And the reason why they say you must arrive today was that is for you to address those things, to take you to accommodations and everything. They've got tunnels like ourselves.
I understand, but I'm saying there's a lot of players here. We all go to try. Some, like I say, maybe what if they don't go there? At least if it was one person, the person that's holding the team come and address, and the person like the women, I think it was going to be better than.
But you're
going to
be addressed on arrival. Auntie, I provide you to go there and listen. Whatever you don't want to tell them, listen, I will let them get my contract out here. That's why she's waiting for you outside. The only person who might call is not even the owner, just an administrator. He was going to help us with the address and everything, but I'll give the numbers out to the person who's waiting, even the chairman, to succeed. On arrival, gentlemen, you'll be talking like you used to talk to me, with the owner of the gym. It's up to you to say, well, I mean, I'm out of my contract and stuff like that, but now I don't have power. And it's a PSL rule to say that all players' contract must be secured in the deal if you sell the gym. I've done whatever needs to be done. So let's arrange how many cars, how many are driving with cars, how many are crossing, so that you must know the mode of transport to arrange. But the rushing of taking your things out, I don't think there must be a rush. Like you said, go and have a meeting. The properties are open until, from today until Monday. All I want, gentlemen, I know, look, I've dealt with you. I know money is the first priority and stuff like that. All I don't want people to lose payments or over stupid things. Arrive and talk to them. Because month end, I'm not going to pay you. I'm not there. The grant is going to, well, the deal is approved. That's what I'm saying. Let's arrive there and talk to them. That's all. That's it.